Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Today's episode, International Assets and Probate Cross-Border Considerations. International assets and probate can be complex, as there are various cross-border considerations that involves individuals and families that should be aware of. Probate is a legal process through which a deceased person's assets are distributed to their heirs and beneficiaries. When international assets are involved, it can create additional complications and considerations. Here are some key points to keep in mind. Number one, domicile and jurisdiction. Determining the deceased person's domicile is crucial because it often dictates which jurisdiction laws will apply to the probate process. Domiciles can be different from residencies and may affect tax implications. Number two, choice of law. In cases involving international assets, the choice of law is important. It determines which country laws will govern the distribution of assets. This can be specified in a will or other legal documents. Number three, the validity of a will. Wills made in one country may not automatically be valid in another. It's essential to ensure that the will complies with the laws of each relevant jurisdiction. Executor or personal representative. The executor or personal representative in the will may need to deal with multiple legal systems and requirements, and they may be willing and able to do so. Number five, foreign assets. Dealing with assets in multiple countries can be complicated. It may require local legal representation and compliance with foreign probate laws. Taxation. International probate can have significant tax implications. This includes inheritance taxes, estate taxes, and potentially double taxation. It's essential to understand the law of each country's involved. Number seven, a conflict of laws. Different countries may have conflict in law on issues such as family provisions or forced heirship, and this can create disputes that need resolution. Number eight, legal representation. It's advisable to seek legal counsel from experts in international probate law. These professionals can navigate the complexities of different legal systems and ensure that the process goes smoothly. Treaties and conventions. Some countries have bilateral and multilateral treaties or conventions that can affect the probate process. These may provide guidelines for recognizing and enforcing foreign judgments. Number 10, translation and documentation. Documents may need to be translated into a language of the relevant jurisdiction. Accurate and consistent document is crucial. Number 11, notification. Notify relevant authorities and institutions about the death, especially if the deceased held bank accounts, investments, or real estate in other countries. Number 12, cultural and religious considerations. Different cultures and religions may have specific rituals and customs surrounding death and inheritance. Be respectful of these when navigating the probate process. Time and cost. International probate can take longer and can be more expensive due to the added complexities and potential needed for the multiple legal proceedings. And number 14, reselling grants. The reselling of grants. In some cases, it may be necessary to resell a grant of probate or equivalent document from one jurisdiction to be recognized in another. Dorsey's Realty disclaimer. Remember, consult with an attorney who specializes in probate, estate, and trust matters to ensure that the disclaimer meets specific legal requirements and addresses unique circumstances of your situation. This disclaimer is just a general example and may need to be customized to fit the specific circumstances and legal requirements of the probate or trust that you're dealing with. It's always advisable to consult with a legal professional to ensure compliance and relevant laws and regulations. And always, you can always contact your dedicated certified residential real estate probate specialist, Fred Dorsey, the Prince of Probate, to schedule a telephone conversation, 301-760-2178, local expertise, global presence. And this is going to wrap up our international assets and probate cross-border considerations. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.